Good morning, everybody. Looks like we have about an 80% fill factor in the room, and that's not my joke. So what can we do today? You're here for the Dynamics CRM session? Okay, wonderful. So I'm Lonnie Bauer. I'm with Microsoft. You've probably heard that joke once or twice if you've been in my other sessions. Today I'm here to talk to you about the enhancements in SQL Server Management Studio, specifically around SQL Server 2016. And before I get started, I do want to thank you for being here. If you're here for the second time with me, thank you twice. And if you're here for the third time with me, three times, thank you, because I do know that you have a choice of where you attend sessions, and with other competing sessions, I appreciate your time. So I hope you get something useful from today's session. What I'd love to cover with you today, just talk about the fact that SSMS, or SQL Server Management Studio, I'll just say SSMS moving forward, is now a standalone component. I want to talk about the Azure-related improvements or enhancements that we've made to it, as well as we'll go through and I'll show you some DMVs you can use to monitor your Azure SQL databases, if you have any. Also want to talk to you about live query stats, the live execution plan, as well as query store. And then there are just some other cool things that if you know them, it'll be a repeat, and if you're not yet aware of them, I think they're cool, so I thought it was worth bringing up. And my slides are really simple because I'd rather demo stuff, so we'll go through. In terms of SMS, or SSMS being standalone install, now you can download it from Microsoft.com. The beauty of that is you no longer need the DVD or the ISO available. If you're in an organization that wants the same exact version of the tools at the same exact time, that's the only thing I can think of that would be not optimal about it. However, it does allow you to do automatic updates, and I'll show you that. So there's no more when you go through the GUI. How many of you in the room are implementers? Okay. How many are IT-related management? Developers? Aha, okay, I found it. So we'll go through. Just to let you know that the tool does support 2008 through 2016, and that covers Azure as well. SQL 2000 and 2005 are not blocked. However, some of the functionality or features won't be available. So if you are using it to connect to older databases, don't be surprised if something doesn't work. So we've not blocked it, but it's supposed to be for 2008 and forward. And they won't make any changes because 2000 and 2005 are no longer, they're at end of life for support. We do offer side-by-side support for the new tools. So if you've got SSMS 2014 and you want to install the new version, you can do a side-by-side install and have both. And if you are a developer in the room and you don't like GUIs and you want to do everything automated through scripts, there's the ability to track installation progress, and you can process exit codes. For the silent install, I've given you, so if you've not been with me before, I like to put code samples in here. So there's a lot in this session. For the silent install, you no longer do the SQL Server setup and features, tools, and if you're going through the GUI, you no longer see the ability to do client tools, the advanced and basic. So now everything is through SSMS. And if you run the slash question mark, this is what you'll see as of the current version this morning. So those are your options here. So you could do an install or a repair if you're having issues. You can uninstall, and then the quiet will go ahead and do it without prompting for anything. And then the no restart will try and go through the install without telling you that you need to restart your machine. And I did When I started at Microsoft, I was in support for SQL, and many people called in and they tried to erase. There's a registry key for restart required options. And if you do that, I wouldn't recommend doing that because it could screw up anything else that is pending a reboot. But this will try and go through without a required restart. I mentioned a couple minutes ago about the automatic updates. You can see the bottom, I'm not blocking it, the bottom checkbox. So it will do an automatic check for updates, and it will tell you, hey, SSMS has an update. Would you like to install? And you can go ahead and click yes, or if you want to actually download the new bits, you could do that as well. It's up to you how you want to proceed with that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to jump over to My Machine. I've removed Management Studio. And I'm just going to install it. We'll go back, and then we'll come back to My Machine for the rest of the demos. So if I run SSMS, which I would normally do to get into Management Studio, you could see it doesn't exist. So I am going to do... So the setup, go quiet, and no restart. Maybe it's just early that I had to look back at my code to figure out how to do that. So this is gonna run. I haven't tweaked the user access control, so I'm gonna go ahead and say yes. We're gonna come back here, and then we'll come back to that, and everything will be set up. Although we will be connecting to a virtual machine that I have data on for us to go through. So for the Azure-related improvements, how many of you in the room are using cloud or using SQL database, SQL data warehouse, Stretch? Yeah, awesome. I should give you a prize, but I should send you something. Do you play Destiny? Okay. I still have friends. So Azure-related improvements. So we now offer the ability to back up to URL. We did this in yesterday's session, if you weren't here. So you could do this via T-SQL, or you can do it through the GUI. It does require that you have an Azure storage account ready to back up to, as well as access, so you need to have a subscription. You can also do a restore from URL, and this is, even if you're restoring to your on-prem server, you know, if you don't want to be provisioning storage for backups, or you're finding that your backups are growing exponentially greater, yet you want to keep them, you can start storing backups to Azure, and Management Studio now allows you to do the backups and restores. For those of you who are using Azure services, we've added the Active Directory Universal Authentication option. So now if you go into Management Studio, you used to see Windows Authentication and SQL Server Authentication. Now I believe there's five, and there's three of them that are Azure-related Active Directory. There's now a Create Database Wizard for Azure, so for SQL Database, where before did not exist, so you still have to do through script or through the portal. And the wizard will walk you through everything. There's also templates. How many of you in the room use Template Explorer? Oh, that's exciting, because we're going to go through them and show you all kinds of cool stuff in there. And then there's also, for anybody who's using the diagram feature in Management Studio SQL Server, we now do support database diagrams for Azure SQL DB. I know there are lots of options for diagramming in terms of third party, but we do now support it for Azure SQL Database. Another great feature that is now added is the ability to actually look at the properties of both the database and the table. So now, you're not just using Management Studio to run your queries. Now you could actually look at the properties without having to go over to the portal or use PowerShell commandlets. for monitoring. So instead of just using the feature set that is in the Azure portal, you can use DMVs. They are partially supported, so it's not 100% of the DMVs available for Azure SQL Database, and that is for the reason that we don't have 100% parity between the on-prem solution and in Azure. So you're not managing the instance anymore, so there would be some things that you wouldn't really need to run. You can monitor connections. The requirement for being able to do this is to have view database state. So if you have any users that you want to have the ability to use the DMVs to monitor, you would need to grant them, as an admin, you would need to grant them the view database state. And for those of you who are developers in the room, if you'd like to monitor while you're building applications and database-related items, if there's an admin you need to go to, you would need to ask them for the view database state. So to be able to monitor connections, this is what the query will look like. And if you download the slides, I'm going to go through these. You don't necessarily need to take pictures or write this down because I have all of this in here for you. I did highlight in blue, though, the DMVs that are being utilized for these. And so what this particular snippet of code is monitoring your own session. So that's doing the at SPID. If you were to just comment that where C session ID is at SPID, you would see all of the connections for that database. That right there is just doing your own connection so you could see more info about it. This is a longer query, and this will give you the top N for this particular query. It's 5, and that would do it by average CPU. And this is for the database. So if you've got 5 databases on a logical server, this is just going to do it for your database that you are connected to. And it will give you the actual text that's running. Then if you want to monitor query plans, this is for the most cumulative CPU, not average. This is cumulative. And again, in blue are the DMVs that we're using. So I'm going to click over and show you this in real life. Do you all know Dandy? Did you go to Dandy's session on Tuesday? He said he was going to join us. If he's late and he comes in, we should all clap for him. I would love it. So I've created a SQL Server virtual machine in Azure. That's what I'm connecting to right now. I was just making sure I was wired in and not wireless. I'm going to connect to... see? Oh, brilliant that it did it right now. So, little update came up that said an update is available for Management Studio. I don't know where it went. I'll come back to that. But that's what you would see. So Ignite New Zealand SQL Database dot database dot Windows dot net. So I'll tell you my new joke. Why do you never ask SQL people to move furniture for you? Because they'll sometimes drop the table. I didn't write it. I found it. Oops. Let's see. Ignite New Zealand. Ignite New Zealand SQL DB database Windows net. Uh-oh. I was going to say it's too good to be true. So why don't we go ahead and just do this? So we can see here that Our current version is 13.0.159001, so many numbers. And the latest here, so it shows here that it would be the Management Studio as well as the data tier application framework. So if you don't mind, let's just go through and go ahead and update this. Oh, okay. So it is going to bring you to the whole thing. We'll save that for later if there's time. I really want to get through some other stuff with you. So here's the databases that we've got. I've got an AdventureWorks database. And I saved some scripts here for, let's see. Queries restore, stretch query store. Maybe I didn't save those. Okay, I didn't save those particular queries. Let's just run. Let's look at select star from sys.dm and IntelliSense maybe is not on. So this is just a simple, you know, give me the info from DM exec sessions. So here you can see, am I blocking that? Nope. Session 104, so that is my session. So here you could see session 104, when it was logged in, from what host. I'm using Management Studio. There's my PID from the machine I'm on. Who's logged in here? I'm using SQL Server Authentication, so I'm not going to see anything under the NT info. My last request, start time and end time, and other related information. I'm going to go through. I could grab those queries and come back, and we can do more information. I really want to move to all the other scripts that I have, and I don't want to have you sit and be bored and no longer want to come back to sessions if I had any more. So I'm going to come back to this and go through the other cool features, and then we'll go through a lot of things, the query store, the live execution plan and such, and the templates. Oh, I really want to go through the templates. So if you've not used templates, and how many are using extended events? How many are still using Profiler? How many use neither? Okay, so half the room. Okay. With extended events, you know, there's going to be a day that Profiler is no longer available, and the recommendation is to move to extended events as soon as you can. I have found them very useful in terms of being able to have them running all the time and not have the overhead of Profiler. Of course, there is, you know, a fraction, little bit of overhead by running this, but it's much less than Profiler. If you go into Profiler, you used to be able to go to templates. You know, if you were creating one, you could say tuning or, I don't know, duration. There were different options. You can now do the same in the extended events, and we'll do that. And you can save anything that you have a preference for as a template and then go back and open that up. The Database Engine Tuning Advisor, or DTA, a lot of people call it, now supports CCI, so column store, cluster column store index, as well as non-cluster index on a column store, as well as RSI. I don't remember what I did for RSI. I apologize for that. Yes, row snapshot isolation. We have support for SQL Data Warehouse. For those of you who raised your hand that you're actually using Data Warehouse, Management Studio now supports that. And then if you're a developer and you're using PowerShell, I had a lot of automation that was all through PowerShell with XML manifests. There's a ton of updates to the SQL Server PowerShell commandlet repository or module. If you were in the session when we stretched the database to a stretched database, there's now a monitor, so you can actually see, you can use that if there are any errors. It will give you information on that, so it's easier to find. You can see whether your data is inbound, outbound, or if there are any other issues. So that's a good improvement. This has to be one of my favorite items. You can now check the option to no longer get the window that pops up and says, do you want to save changes? So if anyone in the room is like me when I'm running queries, within an hour or two, I probably have 50 or 60 windows. I see a lot of heads nodding. And then, you know, you get tired, you go to lunch, you do something, you say, oh, I'm going to close this, and you get the window, and all you want to do is close that, and you don't really care about what's in there because you know that you're just going to write them again. The only caveat to this, I would say, is if you have scripts you are often opening and running, and you happen to make a change to something, and you think, oh, I really need to save that change, you're no longer going to get prompted. So if there's a change that you make to something you use, and you want to keep that change, just remember in the back of your head to save that. Otherwise, it won't save. So we'll do that as well. I think that's one of the, it's about time Microsoft did that. So Template Explorer I brought up, it's not new, but it is cool. And I've found along my journey of life and SQL that not many people use it. And it saves people a lot of time from if you're running something. And another thing I often do is go to the web to find the code on how to write something. If I can't remember it off the top of my head, all of the snippets are in here, so you no longer have to do that. Okay, so now to the fun stuff. So we're back here. We're going to do live query stats. I'm not going to connect. I'm going to disconnect from this. We'll do it off the databases here. And here's what I want to show you. So tools, options. Let's see. General. Nope. Documents find, no, tabs and windows. It's in query stuff. Oh, goodness, Lonnie. General, no. Okay, I'll find it. It's not always on. Commands. Okay, we'll come back and find it. I forget where that was. I'm failing today miserably. So in terms of live query stats, I've created a bunch of queries just to run to see if we could get. So this, let me just open all of them. So I was trying to build something that would take a long time to run, and maybe I should have provisioned the machine down so that it didn't have so much memory. But if I run this, let's just see how long. So that only takes a second. So here, if you look in your query menu, you can see include live query statistics. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. And it's also this little icon right here. I'm going to run this. So you see that, oh yeah, see it happens so fast. Did you see it? Is it cool? So think about the queries you have at home that take, you know, 45 minutes to run, whether you're running them or someone else is running them, and people come to you and say, this is so slow, why is it so slow? And then you say, oh, do you have a query plan for me? No, what's that? And you say, okay, I'm going to run it for you. I'm going to figure out why it's so slow. And then you hope that it's a query that's only reading, because if it's a query that's updating, right, you then you have to go to another machine, and sometimes you can't even reproduce it on the other machine. So, yeah, I'm getting nods. So if it's a read query, you run it, you look at the query plan, and you wait 45 minutes. Meanwhile, five other people are running the same query, and then it's taking longer and longer to run, and so it becomes an issue. So I'm going to go ahead and run this again. So by doing this, and I'll just keep running this, you can see the path of the data, so you could see what's actually happening. And it's pretty cool. Let's run it for this one. I'm pretty sure, yes, the answer. But if you go, I don't know where the cutoff is. Yep.
If we are running CLR-based stuff, would that be also...
There are some limitations, and I don't know if that falls into one of the limitations. At the end, I've got resources that give links to more information. And if I don't have that in there, and you want to follow up with me after, I'd be more than happy to find that out for you. I don't know off the top of my head. I've not tested with that. Remember, when he comes in, we have to clap. Oh, I'm going to get fired. So I'm going to switch this over to AdventureWorks and execute this. This runs way too fast. And then I have a query in here that does... So this is going off of wide world importers, and I did 20,000, and I thought 20,000 gave me better info. It's just we can't see it all. So there's better. It's really cool. I wouldn't recommend running this all the time. There is some overhead on it, but it does help you figure out what's going on. Especially in the case where you've got queries that perhaps maybe never finish or, take a really long time to finish, this will help you figure out what's going on, and then you can concentrate on where you are in terms of that workflow or the path of data. I just think it's cool to watch. So it's, showing sort, filter, and it's going through. Yeah, I just think it's super cool. Which brings me over to another cool feature is Query Store. And did I ask how many of you are using Query Store or have heard about it? Okay, you're using it? Okay, do you like it? Okay, great. So Query Store allows you to, let me go ahead and open this up. So you've got a new item here in Management Studio called Query Store. And as you can see by the options here, it can show you regressed queries, overall resource consumption, your top resource consuming queries, as well as tracked queries. So if I go over to overall resource consumption and view this, we get a new little dashboard here that you can't see the entire thing here. And this is... Oh, I may have cleaned it out for this database. Let's look at the other one. So Query Store. Oh. Let's look at top resource consuming queries. So there we go. So what you can see here, so these are top 25 resource consuming queries, and this is in the last hour. So I tried to run some queries before I ran over here, and then we've also got what we just ran. But if I click on this bar, you can see this is the total duration in milliseconds for this particular query. And for this particular query, you can look over here, and you see that you've got one plan for that query. I don't have an example for you, unfortunately, that shows multiple plans. What you could do is you can say force plan. So you see the highlighted text says force query 57 to try to use plan 57. If I were to click on that and say yes, this query is now going to try to use that plan every time it runs. If for some reason the stats change, the data changes, something changes that would have the execution, the query optimizer say, I don't want to use that plan. I really think it's important that I use this new plan. You would see that it would be a regress plan. It would go back to a different plan. And you'd be able to track that through regressed queries. And you'd be able to see. If I take another query, I'm just trying to find, let's run some more queries so that we have more data in here. And let me show you, you can change the options as well at the database level. So we go to properties for the database, and you have to turn query store on. So if we look at query store, we could see, so this is at the bottom of your properties for the database now. So right now, it's in a read-write mode for query store. It's flushing data every 15 minutes. And that's flushing data to disk. It's not clearing the data out. It's doing a collection every 1 minute. This is on AdventureWorks. You also have the option to configure how much storage you're going to use for this. And the threshold will be 30 days for this. So it will keep information for 30 days. And we can purge. I don't want to purge the data right now. What I do want to do is run more queries. I just want to run this whole thing. It's a lot of queries. For Query Store? No, Query Store is for 2016. So that's a great question. we could look. We can look when we get to the end. Will you remind me when we get to the end? I'll go online and look. I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to make it up. That's no fun for anybody. So let's run this again. This is going to run. I just wrote a bunch of queries. You can see, where's my page down button? I just wanted to select a ton of data out of these databases. We're at 2%, so it's running. And I just want to make sure that the query store is configured. It may be configured for 15 minutes. Yes. Yes. So I can change this to 5. It's 31 days. Go ahead and say okay. And that completed in 20 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and run this again. I don't have another joke for the 20 seconds. The only other ones I found I didn't think were appropriate to tell here. So let's go ahead and look for top queries. So now we have a little bit more information. So if I switch through here, you can see on the bottom pane, this pane right here, that as I click through the queries, it's showing me the plan for those queries. You all see that? And I have a missing index recommendation. Oh, something I want to bring up. How many of you use these and actually create the indexes that are recommended? Okay. How many of you use these and find that sometimes that index doesn't really help? Yeah. So, no. So, I have information that I didn't know until recently. Sometimes it doesn't put the columns in the right order for you. So when you're just copying it and pasting it and running it with the expectation that it's going to improve by 68% and then it doesn't, what I recommend is to take a look at the missing index recommendation and then look at your query and see if the columns maybe don't make sense. Because in some cases, because the optimizer is saying, hey, I think it'll run better if you put these columns in an index, but it is not yet to a point where it's saying, but put them in this order. And sometimes it comes out and it's accurate and it helps tremendously. And sometimes you'll find that you'll do that and then you'll still get an index recommendation with the same columns in another order. So that's a good hint for you that maybe the first one that you did should be disabled to see if the other one works. And then I would do that on a test instance. If you've got a very large database and you were with me yesterday, you saw how easy it was to put the files in Azure and then just snapshot that and have a copy of your production in about 2 or 3 seconds. So you could do the query off of that. So I'm glad that came up so I could bring that up. So you could just see as this goes through, you can see different items. In terms of let me show you the templates here. If you go to View, Template Explorer, these are all templates that you would not have to go to the web for in order to find the code or remember. So if I say stored procedure, like it's not just one item here. So if I want to alter a stored procedure, it gives you all the code for that. What I want to show you, because I brought up earlier, was the SQL Azure database. And I mentioned that there were templates available for that. So here's create database. And I'm going to just make this a little bit wider here. So it gives you a lot of information here. It will create the database for you in SQL Azure, which could be useful. Other items, I mean, there's pretty much anything. Well, I don't know if it's 100% complete, but anything you would probably use in a day is available for you. I mentioned the extended events. So every single instance, starting from 2012, when we started extended events, has, it's in management, has some sessions automatically running. If you had always on enabled, you could run the always on health. If you created a stretch database, it would create that for you. And then the system health. So this is similar to your black box trace that used to run. If I view target data, it gives me information here. If I wanted to create a new session, I could go through new session wizard and... There we go. So just like profiler, when you were to create a new profiler trace, ignite test one. I'm going to go ahead and say start this at startup. And I want to use a template because I'm not sure exactly what I want to run here. So here's your options here. So similar to profiler. And what I want to do for this is let's just do T-SQL. Go ahead and say next. If we said do not use a template, you would go through and pick whatever you wanted. And when extended events first came out, it was a lot more difficult to go through and create these. And so now it's getting easier. When they first came out, you had to go to CodePlex and download a tool, a GUI that would allow to help you go through them. Go ahead and say next. And this gives you all the options. If this is the first time you're seeing it, it's really tremendous in terms of what data could be available for you. And then you can store everything on the server itself, so it becomes more, you know, it's like a server-side trace if you're used to doing the profiler and running it at a T-SQL. So right now, it's got existing connections, login, logout, RPC starting, a batch completed and starting. And just so I know we can get information here, let's go down to SQL. Yeah, it's a lot. So we'll just say SQL completed. Just a statement. Say next. And this is all the information that you can collect for it in terms of data that you would see. And by default, it gives you the session ID. And I want the database name. I want the query plan hash, and I want the SQL text. Go ahead and say next, and next. And I want to save this for later, and I'll say we can go up to 1 gig. So just like Profiler, when you're configuring a Profiler trace to do rollover, this would be the same. And I'm going to go ahead and finish that. You could script it so that you could run that later and save that. Maybe if you have a repository of code that you want for every instance, you can use that. Go ahead and say close. So this is now going to run. This is now running, and we're watching live data. And I just want to close some of these and then run a query. I don't want to run. So let's just say, so here's select tran count. Did I miss it? 42. Maybe I missed it. But you'd have all the data there. You can then go into, if we go into Ignite Test, you can say, you could stop it, you could export it. We have watch live data. Let's see, what else do we have? So I can view the target data here. So this will be, this isn't live, this is what I've got thus far collected. And you can do that for pretty much any feature. There's more capabilities in extended events than there is in Profiler. Oh, let's see. My background, just to give you more information why I'm saying, I don't know the answer to that. So my background has been, when I supported SQL, I was on the engine and performance side and clustering. So I did all the engine and clustering issues. And then I worked with global software companies to benchmark their flagship applications. So it was all performance related. And then when I went to Bungie, I worked on the game. So that was all performance and cluster related as well. So I don't really have any experience in analysis services other than many years ago just reprocessing cubes. Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So let's go through them. We can go through all the options. I don't want to. We'll go through them. I want to make sure I can answer your question. So we'll go through the template and see if it's there. We went through query store and I really do want to find. I know we're coming close to the end, but I really do want to find. If you see it, scream at me. Text editor? General? You're saying use the search. Oh, save. Oh, look, no. Oh, goodness. Now I want to look it up. What? What's that? Google. Wow. Okay. Okay. I don't want to waste your time. But oh goodness gracious. I'll add it to the slides and I'll update the slides of where to find it. So how's that? Does that work? Okay, awesome. So I'm gonna come back here. So we went through I gave you the code and so we went through the management studio, the standalone install, the fact that you could do auto updates, you could do a silent. It's completely separate from the main bits now. It's a smaller download. We went through the Azure updates. We went through the query store, the live stats. I showed you the template explorer. I failed miserably at finding the save query results box for you. What else did we go through? Oh, I didn't show you the backup. Do you want me to show you the backup to URL, or you're good. Okay, so you would need to have a credential created. If you were with me yesterday, we created credentials. I deleted everything, but we would redo that, and then you could go through, you could do it through the wizard, or you could do it through T-SQL. And then in terms of resources, I don't think I have that other one for you. So I created better links for you, so they're easier to get to. So you could download SSMS. There are data samples, so we moved the data samples to GitHub. And before, you know, a long time ago, how many of you used to use Northwind and pubs? Okay, yeah, all right. So we went from Northwind and pubs to AdventureWorks, and now it's Wide World Importers. And you can if you go to the data samples at the very top of that site, you'll see Wide World Importers is now available. But also on that site are the older AdventureWorks, and we're giving you data warehouse copies, light version. So if you have standard edition and you don't have the enterprise edition feature capabilities, you could download samples for pretty much everything, as well as Azure SQL database and older versions back to 2008 R2. If you wanted 2005 samples, email me and I'll give you a hint on how to find those. Here's info on live query stats, as well as the query store. So that link for the query store gives you all the code samples, as well as some info, give me one second, some info on how to run that. And then for the PowerShell commandlets, I didn't go over those. There's a ton available to you, but you can find what's available. For some of them, you'll have to download. You'll have to download them. Yeah, you rock. Did you use Google?
No, I
think it. Yes. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, that's... It's okay. It's okay. So here, right here. So prompt to save. So I'm going to uncheck that. That was awesome. Thank you. What? Oh. That's funny. Thank you. So... Text editor?
No, main query.
Oh, query execution, yeah. So I unchecked that secretly while nobody else was watching. I said, okay, now I'm going to close this. Oh, isn't that so nice? I don't have to save anything. Okay, thank you so much. You rock. And then there's one more SQL Server session. When I looked at the breakouts, I only pulled the SQL stuff out. So one more SQL Server session. And then that's all I have for you today. So thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for bearing with me. Yeah. And if you want to come up, we can look at the analysis services stuff. Or I could put it on the screen. We could go through. I don't mind. When's the next session in here? Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Thanks for being here.